his life, O God. Bless him spiritually, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you'll bless him financially, O God. Protect him from the designs of the devil. Lord Jesus, we ask that in every design the devil would have, that you would bring it all to naught in the name of Jesus. Satan, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you and all of your hordes and every plan that you would have for his life, that God might raise him up and that he might be used of God in the last days. Jesus, we agree with for our brother right now in Jesus' name, that he shall have all that God desires for his life, and that the devil shall not be able to take anything away, but he shall possess the land that God desires. He shall have that which God wants him to have in his life. In the name of Jesus, we declare that it shall be so in his life. God, we pray that you'll just pour out your spirit upon him and grant unto him all that you would have him to have. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Father, I would thank thee, Lord, this day for what thou hast done. I would ask you, Lord, that you would furnish him with unusual anointing and gifts of the Spirit. And I pray especially you might grant him a great heart for souls. For souls. Lay souls upon his heart. Lay people upon his heart that he might win them and build them in the faith and make them like unto thee. I pray, Lord, because he has been faithful in the word and to you over these years of testing, that, Lord, you restore to him double what he had before. May the glory of the Lord be his in abundant measure. Reward him for his faithfulness and bless him in the name of Jesus. Amen.
The son and daughter, I have indeed done many wonderful, marvelous things in you, for I have fashioned you into my own likeness, and now I will be able to instill my heart and my mind within thee, for I have fashioned thee in a way that I indeed can and will pour my gold into thee, and thou shalt be filled with the gold of your Lord. For you have indeed proved faithful unto me and my word, and you have come through this test victoriously, and mine anointing shall indeed rest mightily upon thee. For I do have a very unique call for you in these last days. And I have not allowed you to go through anything needlessly, but all that you have experienced was very, very important unto me. And I would have you to have peace and comfort this night, for I have had my hand and mine eye upon thee, and I have seen every cry of your heart, and I have been very much aware of every dry place that you have experienced. But oh, my beloved children, it was in my great wisdom, for I do see the future, that I have allowed this. And because you have proven faithful unto your Lord, I will be able to bestow upon thee all that I desire, and you shall bring much glory unto your Lord, and you shall be an example for many. Oh, in the days that lie ahead, there shall be a deep rejoicing in your souls, for you shall stand in amazement as your Lord equips you with all the necessary equipment to do that unique work that I have designed for thee. Continue to be faithful unto me and walk carefully before your Lord, for I indeed shall exalt thee, saith your God.